This is episode number 1969 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, May 13th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
The three members of Lynyrd Skynyrd who wrote Sweet Home Alabama were not from Alabama. Ronnie Van Zant, Gary Rossington, both born in Florida, and Ed King is from California. And the song was recorded in Georgia. So there you go.
Oh.
Sweet Home California. That would work, but wouldn't. The Guinness Book of World Records is in the Guinness Book of World Records. How meta. It's the best-selling copyrighted book of all time. Wow.
Well, look at that.
Look at that.
Even better than the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah. Well, that's true. The Farmer's Almanac's a big deal.
And Penthouse.
I don't think they sell Penthouse anymore. They got the internet now. Technically, it's illegal to mail used underwear to a... Now, wait.
Okay.
To a pervert who bought them from you. Federal law, not that we even have a federal law for this, bans, quote, mailing indecent and filthy substances. You could get up to 5 years in prison. Now, there was a whole
story arc
in Orange is the New Black, I think it was season 2 or 3, where they had a sewing workshop that they had to work in, and the women would sew underwear for a company, and then they would sell used underwear to perverts online.
Wow.
Yeah, so guess the law.
Yeah.
No, there are some weirdos out there. The word pandemonium comes from John Milton's Paradise Lost and described a palace built in the middle of hell. The Greek translation is all spirits, pandemonium.
Man, that you learn stuff in the random facts.
And there are five Major League Baseball teams, only
Count
five,
them.
That have won every time they've been in the World Series.
Huh.
And they're not the Dodgers.
Nope,
the Dodgers have
not the Dodgers.
Plenty of World Series and lost. The Miami Marlins and the Toronto Blue Jays are both 2-0.
Ooh.
And the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Washington Nationals, and Arizona Diamondbacks are all 1-0.
Huh.
How do you like them apples?
Interesting.
And that is some random facts for today. Wow, after yesterday's marathon celebrity fest here on the show, it's time for us to kind of settle back in.
Yeah, it's what you think.
Put the brakes on.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a little Who Cares.
Right.
It's time for the Who Cares news.
Well, that's a wrap. just when you think it's safe to turn on the TV again.
Mm.
Ellen is done after next season.
Oh, stick her with a fork.
Stick her with a fork.
We called this, did we not? We called this.
She announced yesterday, which wasn't a surprise.
No.
That she's stepping down, stepping aside after next season.
Okay. All right.
All right. So in a statement to The Hollywood Reporter, Ellen said, and I quote, when this is such crap. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. All right, let's preface this by saying this is the person who didn't really take responsibility for all the crap that went
still
on.
Still hasn't.
Yeah.
You know, still hasn't. Her name's on the show. Didn't matter.
So all this stuff that went on, and here's her reason.
Okay, I'm ready
I'm going
to
give
hear
you
this.
Her reason for
I,
stepping down.
I can't
down,
wait.
Which
okay.
has nothing to do with what happened.
Oh.
All right?
Okay, all right.
It's all about her.
Well, yeah, of course it's all about her.
When you're a creative person, you constantly need to be challenged. And as great as this show is, and as fun as it is, it's just not a challenge anymore.
Are you kidding me?
How dare she say that? Isn't that the pits?
Oh, I got to get off of my soapbox because I'm going to just lose it right here. There are 300 people that work on that damn show, and she just thumbed her nose at every one of them by saying that.
Yeah.
And she don't care.
Nope. And the funny thing is, she is funny. I mean, I liked her
that
for so long.
That wasn't funny.
No, that wasn't funny, and I don't like her anymore. But I used to like her until it all happened, and then it's like,
it's just like,
I can't like you anymore, Ellen.
Showing you can't hide her true colors. And you know, we called this. We've been Hollywood reporters here for at least a 10 years here. No, seriously, we are.
That's true.
And everybody's telling us, don't give her so much credit. The word on the street is she's horrible to work for. And we just kept defending her. No, Ellen is great. You know, she's got this wildlife thing. She be kind to people and be kind to others. And then this whole thing blew up. She could have said, you know what? I'm so sorry. It's all my fault. I take full responsibility. Yeah. No.
She had every opportunity.
She turned it around and made it all about her, just like she did here.
Yeah.
I'll get down on myself. Go ahead. Finish the story.
Well, this is
I'm listening. It's okay. I'm just over here in the corner taking my time out.
Take your time out.
All right.
You know how you get people start worshiping celebrities and stuff?
Yeah.
And then something happens and it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
This is one of those things.
Yeah, I know. Well, you feel, I don't know.
And so she...
Yeah.
She's just going to take her little marbles and go home.
She's got a lot of marbles, though.
Pouty face.
And she's got a lot of homes.
But she's a pouty face.
She's not a pouty face. I think she's laughing at us. I really do.
Oh, probably. So
she's thumbing her nose.
Turned her back on everyone and just walked off. So obviously the current issues facing the show, including the terror of working on the show or the bleeding of ratings, didn't figure in. But she's making it about her. It's just not a challenge.
It's all about her.
You know what a challenge would be?
What?
Bringing it around.
I know. Make it number one again.
There you go.
Show everybody.
You know?
Celebrate that in your schools.
Celebrate that. Well, let's wrap up the Adam Sandler story with a bow today.
Oh, the bow?
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
The latest IHOP Chronicle has gotten a sweet ending.
Oh, good.
Aw. Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler
and the IHOP hostess.
Needs work. No, I'm kidding. He really doesn't.
Adam Sandler and the IHOP hostess, who recently went viral on TikTok for unknowingly turning him away, they have reunited at the same Manhasset, New York IHOP restaurant.
Really?
So the hostess, her name is Diana Rodas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She shared another TikTok on Tuesday featuring a series of photos of her with the actor on Monday.
With the Sandman.
That's cool. I couldn't have been more excited. Thank you, Adam Sandler. She captioned on her slideshow.
Well, yeah, of course not.
I mean, I'm sure there's a picture of him somewhere with 15 milkshakes.
On all you can drink milkshakes.
All you can drink milkshakes and pancakes. And
thank you, Adam Sandler. So I've now plotted the way I'm going to get to meet Halle Berry.
What, with milkshakes?
No, with pancakes? TikTok. With TikTok.
Oh, with TikTok.
No, I'm going to figure it out. Oh. I'm going to do the same thing. You know, this could have very easily been a setup. She could have been opportunity. Let's see if we can get him to respond. And of course, she knew that when she posted the surveillance video in the first place. She did that to get his attention. I guarantee you. And that's all I need to do is get Halle Berry's attention and make sure it's not something that could be misconstrued as stalking or illegal. And I think that I'll get her attention. And maybe I can do a TikTok,
John,
and we can have a meeting.
John Van Camp.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're trying to get it, like, you know, organically captured, you know, where it looks like an accident, I'm sure there's a camera at her gate. And at her front door. While you're standing there at the gate with flowers or milkshakes or whatever.
Hi, Hallie. It's John Van Camp. I'm sure you've heard of me.
The camera, the footage will eventually leak out on TikTok, I'm sure.
So they're like, who is this? Never mind.
No, I'll be like, it's him. It's him.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.